All right, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down to the brothers' common place tonight.
Alrighty, welcome everyone to the Brothers Common Place, a comedy and crime podcast. We cover monsters, murders, mysteries, and more.
And more.
And before we get into today's episode, I want y'all to meet my favorite members of the American Wiggles.
Wait, was there other Wiggles?
There's the Australian ones. I know there's one black dude who's like the American one who goes by the Hawk.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's all I know.
I don't know that.
Is his first name Mike?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude, that's such a stupid joke.
What's going on, guys? This is Tim. Or as they called me when I was a cult leader, but also a receiver for the Browns, Donovan Peoples Jonestown.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I like that.
Yeah, I thought that like minutes ago or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are the best ones.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what up, everyone? This is Spence, also known as Rumble Pack, or at least that's what the Taco Bell girl called my order when she handed it to me.
Fuck yeah, dude. You didn't tell him about the Rumble Pack, did you? Ooh, we see Cassidy in frame handing Toof a big bowl of macaroni. Thanks, Cassidy.
Fuck yeah.
She's just a
hand.
They
want to see you. They want to see you.
Where's Arnett, Cassidy?
You. Show him what you did show me.
Toof, it's your intro, bud.
Man, I wish I was following with Timmy's.
Toof fell asleep like an old man, which works because he's sitting in a chair that looks like it belongs to an old man. What the fuck is that flannel on the chair, dude?
Oh, it's the Chubb's blanket.
Oh.
Fuck.
Is that your kilt?
Dude. Come out with a sword like Drew McIntyre.
Two, if you look like the guy, like the contestant on Forge and Fire, who instantly like gets the parameters wrong and gets kicked off the show immediately.
Wait, do I have it? No, I don't have it anymore.
Oh, man. It will kill.
Hey, everybody. This is Toof. I know it's only been a week since we last saw you, but, you know, here we are. You know, we promise not to miss more time than Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, dude. Browns killed it today.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, we did.
Fucking so. I swear to God, us four could have replaced any four players on the Browns, and we would have had either the same or a little bit better of an outcome. And it is your boy Kev, a.k.a. the Diamond-Handed Dirty Dog, or back when I was that actor who decided to abandon his faith, Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah.
Where is she?
Yeah, dude.
Where is she?
Dude, that was so good, dude.
Fuck yeah. So good.
So,
what about the farmer who bales his hay in the shape of crosses?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Then burns them.
That's
the
just
people inside.
And Andrew.
Andrew, dude. Andrew, just like the Browns' third down defense, non-existent. There's no Andrew here. Oh,
got him.
Living in Michigan, living out his Juggalo ways. Oh, that thing of bacon bits makes sense now, Toof. Now, Toof was playing with this thing of bacon bits like 20 minutes ago, and it didn't make sense, but he's got that macaroni down there. Nice job, dude.
Yeah, I got mac and cheese, bacon bits, and I also have Taco Bell seasoning.
Hmm. Amazing.
Nice, dude.
Is that like a little sandwich with the macaroni or something, or what else is
just
on there?
I don't know what she did. They're pieces of bread.
Oh, garlic bread, okay.
Hey, and what's in that jug behind you? It's just piss. Yeah. Dude, I love
it's
that
nothing.
You have your
be.
Toof has a PS5 surrounded by condiments. There's like five bottles of shit around it, dude. There's water, an open can of something, bacon bits, another thing, McDonald's cup,
thing?
A glass.
Yeah, that's the taco
like coffee
that's
seasoning.
Oh, that's the taco seasoning.
Gotcha.
Amazing. So, alrighty. So, it has been a long time, and every time we start a new episode, I promise we'll be back on schedule. We aren't. So, I don't know when we'll be back after this, but this is a case, though.
Fuck
and,
yeah.
I'm
excited.
Before we get into that, I do want to talk about our old manager, Raphael, real quick.
Fuck yeah.
He was He was this black dude, and I guess he was also a war vet. So in honor of Veterans Day, this is we'll dedicate this to Raphael. But I wasn't there for his first day. But I remember Tim and Spence were there and telling me about it, like how at the end of the day, like something about they couldn't shut the lights off because he would have flashbacks and start screaming or something. What happened?
He said something about like loud noises. He's like, hey, man, don't have loud noises. I'll get froggy. And we're like, what the fuck?
Yes.
And it started when he called us to like a meeting at the end of the night, which never happened before.
Yeah, it was
we all had to stand in a circle and he just shared about himself for a good 10 or 15 minutes.
And I'm pretty sure he cried.
Someone drops a plate in the back and he fucking jumps and ducks behind a table. And like, this is Tim's story to tell. Like, he's told it before, but I love it. And I'm just going to let you know right off the bat and apologize. I am going to use the N-word right here.
Fuck, yeah.
Because it's his quote. But Tim was riding with him to the bank. And you had to do it with like the managers. They had to bring an employee with him. And Tim said he was on the phone with his wife. Just a completely normal conversation, 100%. Like, what all did he say leading up to the good part?
I mean, just normal. Like, I didn't, like, it wasn't even much of a conversation. It was more like yeses and nos and stuff like that. And then just out of nowhere, like, because I think he brought up dinner or she did. And then out of nowhere, he's just like, nigga, I thought you wanted pork chops.
That's so fucking good, dude. Just yelling that out.
Yeah. And then, like, it's quiet for a second after he gets off the phone because I don't know what to say. And he goes, yeah, I wouldn't normally use that word, but it was just with my wife.
Like, why is that better, dude?
Yeah, you would think he wouldn't use that word with your wife. So good.
So today's case was picked for one reason and one reason only. And like I said, even though we haven't had a new episode in a while, that still doesn't mean we're not getting angry, upset messages and emails from listeners. So I'm glad those keep going. Are.
I was going to ask, fantastic. Was the reason you picked this one because it's funny?
Well, we'll get
there. I don't even know what the case is. I'm just saying
we'll,
it.
We'll get there, Jeremiah. This one is dedicated to the girl who said that we need to grow up. And
dude, I laughed so hard at that fucking comment.
The
dude.
Thing is, like, she said we needed to grow up, but said we kept making jokes or the punchline was up the butt, which is like, I don't remember us having jokes where we kept saying up the butt, but it makes me laugh thinking about what those jokes could have been.
Yeah,
maybe Mr. Hands.
Because I don't remember ever laughing after saying up the butt, you know?
Like, we're not laughing right now.
Yeah.
Which episode was it, do you know?
But I'm going to change your mind because this episode is going to be called We Need to Grow Up, .. the butt.
Fuck. Yeah,
dude. Yes. I'm guessing she couldn't be bothered to, like, cite the episode.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. I mean, I'm sure we did do it, but... So, this case I picked for one reason alone. I went and looked for someone that had a name that was funny to me, and so that is the only reason we picked this case, was based on the name alone, and then I learned about what happened. So, here we go. In honor of the person that told us to grow up, ladies and gentlemen, the first woman to ever be sentenced to death in the state of Georgia... I give to you the case of Janice Buttrum, a cousin of Alice Pussybeer and Charlie Cockwine.
Hey, Kev, what was her name again?
Janice Buttrum.
I don't know anything that she does, any extracurricular she does in her life, but I could always assure you she was drunk off her ass.
Oh, yeah, dude.
She doesn't drink anything but rum.
Yeah, dude. I heard she had a really good time on her first date with Steve-O. I heard that went pretty well.
I heard her career actually, it was a complete accident. Somebody just spelled her name wrong and she became a masseuse. Just butt rub.
So,
and also, she and Johnny Depp got along really well.
So, it came down, these are the three funny names I found. It came down to Janice Buttrum. Someone who I think their name was John Boatman, which was the runner-up.
Yeah, dude.
And then Larry Butts.
Remember that comment we got that, like, all we do is say, like, oh, your family died? Well, your name is stupid.
That was Cassidy.
Oh, yeah.
Tube's wife.
Here we are.
That was Tube's wife that said it. Oh,
dude, I saved the video of her saying it. It's seriously so fucking funny because it's so sarcastic.
It's so
true. Your whole family died? Yeah. Well, your name's stupid.
Not even an insult. It's just the absolute fucking truth.
Yeah, dude. But it's like, I mean, that's what the podcast is. If you don't like it, don't listen. Like, I always hate, like, there's like two top true crime podcasts that I don't really listen to, but like sometimes I do. I'll check them out. And they'll be like, yeah, it's a great podcast, but could you keep your opinions to yourself, like to the host? They'll say it. It's like, it's his fucking show.
Yeah,
like,
don't listen.
What
idiot.
Do you mean?
Yeah.
Make your own fucking podcast then.
Yeah.
But yeah, so our sources for this, Murderpedia is one, janbanning.com is another one. And on hers, that website, she lists all the sources she uses as well, but she kind of does like an outline. There's this website by Marion Smith, who is the great-grandchild of George Buttrum. And she made one talking about stuff, and it talks about this case. But George Buttrum married a woman named Fanny. So
my God.
Her name is Fanny Mae Buttrum.
Yes, dude. Man.
The Buttrums are truly a distinguished ancient family line.
And then also Investigation Discovery, some of their article, there's an article on there. I think they did one of their episodes of their shows about this, but I didn't watch that. I just used their article.
You got some good shows.
I don't know how much this is set in stone. It's not even like a 100% possibility, but I was talking to the guys because we got a cool message. There's a production company that does crime documentaries on Netflix, like, you know, the Don't Fuck With Cats.
Yeah.
The Luca Magnotta, they did that. And they did a bunch of other ones. And they're doing one on Kai the Hitchhiker. And that was one of the episodes where we did videos, like an actual video episode for. And so they reached out to us. And they're talking about how, like, that case affected just, like, some of, like, the public and media and just random stuff like that. So there's a chance they might use a clip of our show on there, which is pretty ridiculous because I quote Marty Jannetty at the very beginning where he talks about killing a fag, and that's like the first thing I say in the episode.
Dude, we say that throughout the entire episode. Like,
so, yeah.
We just keep bringing up Marty Jannetty.
So they sent me, I got to sign some stuff and send it back, but if I do, like, they would pretty much own the audio of that. So they would have clips of all of us quoting Marty Jannetty, calling some guy a fag.
Dude, what if Marty Jannetty comes and, like, kicks our asses?
But it was his. He said it in an interview. He said, I killed that fag that sold me weed or something like that.
Dude, what if he throws us through the barbershop window?
Oh, my God, dude. So,
That'd be crazy, because that would mean we would literally be on Netflix.
Yeah, dude. I can add that to my IMDb page where I'm Kevin Green, like, 56 or something like that.
Remember IMDb, the fucking DB Cooper?
Oh, yeah, that is
dude,
good.
That shit's so fucking funny.
That's funny.
That'll at least bump you up to, like, you know, 55.
Yeah, dude, it should. Or I could be, like, Jet Li's one and kill all the other ones.
That's right.
Hey, rest in peace.
Down, man.
Rest in peace.
Hey, then what
would
happen
to
Emilio S? Not S.
Wait, who died?
Emilio.
The true Kevin Green. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he has an E at the end of his name. Didn't he die recently? Yeah. This year,
yeah,
a couple months ago,
yeah.
I think.
Wow.
Yeah, he died
of
corona.
He wasn't that old, was he?
Just doesn't know how to spell the word green.
No, it wasn't that.
I think he was French.
How did he die? Was it corona?
It was French.
He died of a heart attack at the age of 58.
Oh.
Yeah, he wasn't that old at all.
I was say, I wonder if he had the juice in him. He's going to have the Triple H death.
No, ooh. I don't think OJ fucked him, but. anyways.
He's been in me a couple times.
Dude, how many yards do you think OJ averaged a game, too, if you know this?
It's got to be a lot.
Per game? I think it's like, I think it's 5 or 4.9.
No.
Not yards per carry, game. Damn.
Because if you look at his total yards, it's not, you would look at it and be like, oh, well, that's not like super crazy. But
I bet it's like 90 something because they only played 12 games a season or 14, something like that.
Yards per carry, you were close, 4.7. 143 yards a game, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Jeez. He was a hell of a player.
Yeah.
Damn, he sliced through defenses.
Oh, yeah, he did.
So, alrighty, here we go. On with the case. We're going to go all the way back to January 17th, 1963, when our woman Janice was born. I don't actually know what her last name is. You'll find out she becomes Janice Buttrum.
Oh.
But yeah,
was
she has
like
a really
final Pokemon form.
Yeah, she evolved. Strangely enough, she went from Janice to Wartortle to Janice Buttrum. So
traded up.
So I have no idea what her last name actually was, but at 17, she does get married and becomes Mrs. Buttrum.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So, yeah.
Doesn't have the guy who she married's name?
Yeah, we'll get there.
Wouldn't you just like, can you just take my last name? Like, can we just not do the Buttrum?
She's like, actually, my name is Janice Assfuck, and I kind of would rather have that over Buttrum. So. Yeah, this is a pretty sad story. Janice has a pretty fucked up life. Like, starting out, her childhood is super shitty. She bounced around between foster families, and her step-parents consisted of, quote, fatally alcoholic and a series of despicably abusive foster caregivers.
Mm. At least the other kids never bullied her, though.
That's true. Although she didn't get invited to play in any of the reindeer games, I heard.
Oh, shit.
Here's another quote. Janice Buttrum was an orphan. Her mother, Tim, you chuckled at orphan?
Chuckled at Buttrum.
Oh, okay, Buttrum. Her mother, single and an alcoholic, gave her away when she was a baby, and she was raised by alcoholic foster parents who sexually abused her.
Ugh.
Yeah, so it sucks. And since she was in this terrible place at such a young age, she began to act out. And unfortunately, the only funny thing is her name.
Yeah.
Like, this is a really fucked up one, guys. I apologize. You know, you can't judge a book by its cover, and I judged it by the Buttrum, and that's my fault.
Sorry.
So here's a quote from the Jan Banning site. Janice spent her youth in a small house with no bathroom. Later, the foster parents moved to a filthy one-bedroom trailer. And Janice's bedroom was an old van in the yard.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
To be honest, like the van in the yard?
Yeah.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah. Did she have a GameCube in there, do you know?
Did she have a stump?
Yeah, but since she was so poor, it was a lame cube. Dude, the stump, Mingo's van.
Yeah. Dude, I kind of think he did live out of that van.
I wouldn't be surprised, dude. That's why he got pissed when he was watching Saturday Night Live and it had that one skit about living down in a van down by the river.
The river,
yeah.
Because
that was like an upgrade for him. He's like, well, shit, I can strive for that.
Dude, imagine him fucking Brinder on the stump.
That's so gross, dude. We've told the story, right? Because Toof's, before we keep making fun of him, Toof's a quarter Mexican. This dude is Toof's relative somehow, and he's like, what is he, half Mexican?
Oh, man, what would he be? He's Puerto Rican and Mexican, so I think he's like 7 3/4.
Because Toof has all these all these relatives that you wouldn't think are his relatives, because I didn't know Toof was actually Mexican for a while. I thought he was lying to me.
Okay, the lineage would be my dad's sister is his mom, and she was half Mexican. And his family, his dad is Domingo Sr., and he was full Puerto Rican. So however that works.
Okay. So, this dude, he's
some Puerto Rican guy.
He's 3/4 Hispanic.
So, he's platform 9 3/4 Hispanic, dude. this guy would call me and two faggots. So I think it's probably okay if we rip on him a little bit. But he had this really shitty van that had no seats. It had a lawn chair and then a tree stump in it.
Fuck.
And
he would the two back seats.
He would give us rides to places, dude. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he opened up the door and there was just a fucking, like, he took a hornet's nest off and just put it back there, dude. I wouldn't be surprised.
Were they at least like bolted down?
No, nothing. Sliding around. Sitting in the lawn chair was so dumb because every turn it would just fall to the side. Like, there's the stump was where it was at, dude.
Well, yeah.
That was luxury.
You play rock, paper, scissors, see who gets the stump.
Dude, I'm going to try this
try it.
Gingerbread Mountain Dew. Opening it right now.
So bad, Gav.
gingerbread Mountain Dew, huh? It looks cool. I like that color of
Yeah,
pops.
I like the bottle's good. Cool. It's just it's gross.
I don't know, it's a little weird. My taste is still off from having COVID. Dude, I still have no smell. It's been like 3 months and I still can't smell anything.
Damn.
I mean, that's just because Sarah's cooking, but...
Oh, I was just going to make a joke about your mom's cooking, too. Damn it. okay, so where were we? Let's see here. Yeah,
So how do you know when to wash your dick?
Well, Toof, like normal people, just every day.
No way.
Dude, no.
My mom came over like a couple weeks ago, and for some reason, like, I was making Sarah mad because I kept trying to work in Fromunda cheese and everything I was talking about. Like, we were going to Sam's Club, and I kept like trying to quickly say, like, all right, we're gonna get the bread, paper toss Fromunda cheese, and just to see if she would catch on. We do need to grow up. You know?
Never.
Dude, no way.
Did I ever tell you guys about poop rags?
No.
No, I think so.
No.
Oh, yeah, dude. I usually wipe my dick and balls with a poop rag and then wipe my ass with it. In fact...
Wait, what? With a poop rag?
I think I was supposed to tell the brothers Snapchat group about this, so I'll do it now. Whoops. I have a couple poop rags in the laundry right here. I'll grab them. I'll show you.
Wait, no, so you take a shit. You take a shit, wipe your
ass.
I'm
kind of curious, actually.
And then you wipe your ball. Why are you wiping your dick and balls after taking a shit with the rag? Oh.
Dude, why not?
Just his ass crack. Is he holding a sandwich?
I think that's the rag.
Oh.
Yeah.
Toof, you really have... Oh, my God.
All right, I'm back. Sorry.
Toof, what? You're not fucking with us? You have rags for your balls after you shit?
Yeah. You want to have Cassidy say tell you about them?
No.
Just tell us, dude. Anyway.
So a normal washcloth, you know, the little, whatever this is.
Yeah.
Six by 8 inches washcloth, the cheap ones.
Mm. Oh, thank God it's clean.
Yeah, these are freshly washed ones. Anyway,
why did you go get them just to hold up a washcloth? We know what a washcloth is, and then you tossed them away out of frame.
That
oh yeah, I guess we don't put up the video
Baker
anymore.
Mayfield did today.
So,
thank God.
You know, I don't even care. Kev already played the video. I'm a loser. Sometimes I go a day without showering. And if I'm not meeting people or I'm just going to work and coming home and that's it, I'll go days without showering.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm an adult. I don't care.
All right.
So long as I put on deodorant, we're good from the waist up. But from the waist down, we get shit smells and Fromunda cheese smells. So we take a washcloth, take half of it and wet it. And we wash our dick head first, and then our balls, and then our gooch, and then we flip it over, and we wipe our ass, and it gets stains on them, big brown stains.
If I ever got to that point, I would take a fucking shower,
yeah,
too.
I feel like
what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Yeah. I got poop rags at work.
So you just carry rags, like you, without, just in the middle of the day, you'll wipe your ass with a rag, and it has shit stains on it? What the fuck
God,
is
I should
going
send
on?
I should send a snap of my locker at work.
Why are
oh,
you just
don't,
so
dude.
You just have oh, shit man. Stains going on. Just no matter yeah. what time dude. Of the day, you have shit stains?
Dude, I'll show you what I got rocking today. Today I just itched my butt and immediately made a shit stain in my underwear.
Oh my God.
Dude. Okay. To defend Toof, one time in like eighth grade, I've never had white underwear since then because I had these God. White spandex underwear and I had an itch in my butthole. And like I scratched it with the finger through my underwear that were white and I had a little poop mark and it never came out. So I've never worn white underwear since.
Oh my fuck God, white underwear, fuck? Man.
Because you'd rather not
what
know.
What are you doing
oh
down
God,
here?
Toof's legit gonna
Wait,
show
Toof
us.
Is really in his underwear right now. He's got his ass out.
Mean?
Toof!
I'm
Toof!
You can see it?
Yes! Toof just got fucking naked on camera. Toof, we
oh my
saw
God.
Everything.
What the fuck? Did you see my wiener?
Just
I
ass.
I didn't see anything.
What the fuck?
We saw your ass.
What the fuck, dude? The Jitsi screen lied to me.
Oh, now
can
I see.
You see me?
Now I see that those cats hiding under the chair watching you, Toof.
What the fuck?
You're still
the cats
naked,
are just
Toof.
Like same shit. Always.
We just saw you back up naked.
God damn, dude. So the Jitsi screen adds a couple inches?
Dude, hopefully to that dick,
what the
dude.
Yeah, I was wondering why it looked 3 inches.
Yes. What a fucking lie, dude.
Hey, too.
Your balls are showing.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, those
dude, are
they
cool. got the same underwear. Is that those are American Eagle, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
This one's from an itch today.
What the fuck, dude? God damn it. God,
they're
going to
be in his head when he sits down.
Yeah, so, like, I itched my butt and then smelled my finger, and I was like, ugh, that smells like shit, dude. I need to get a poop rag at work.
That's where it comes from, dude.
At work.
Toof. Just took his pants and underwear off, took his underwear inside out, held it up to the camera, and I swear to God, we saw shit stains.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fresh one today.
Then he smelled it, too.
I was expecting you to be wearing them on your head when you sat down.
Dude, so you guys didn't see pubes or nothing, right? You just saw, like, butt skin?
I didn't see shit stains,
Toof, is what we saw.
I don't care about that.
Oh, you're talking about your ass?
I care about embarrassing myself.
Dude, I would
that
be
would
more,
embarrass you.
I would be, yeah, I'd be more embarrassed of showing people my shit stains than I would my dick and balls.
Yeah, I think
dude.
I'd rather just straight show you my dick than shit stains.
You just showed us.
Well, I mean, we all have shit stains in our underwear.
No, we don't, dude.
But we don't
no,
show
we don't.
People
I
our
promise
dick and balls
you,
usually.
You are the only one in this call that has that.
Do you guys want to do a test real quick?
No. Because I'm not wearing underwear, baby.
Oh, you want to do a muffler check?
His shit stains up in his jeans.
All right, back to this, Toof. If we have time, we'll continue with your shit stains at the end, all right, dude?
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah,
you sure you don't want to do a muffler check real quick?
What? Okay, you God damn it. What's a muffler check, dude?
We take a little bit of toilet paper and we dab it and we see what if the muffler's dirty or not.
Oh, just
so just wipe our ass and just show it to the camera? No thanks, dude.
Prove it, motherfuckers. Tell me you're clean.
No, we don't have to. I can promise you right now, Tim and Spence do not have shit stains. Just ready to hang out, dude.
I just showered.
Okay,
all
right. If you guys want to hide it, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But, definitely not in my underwear. I mean, I could probably get some with, like, toilet paper, maybe.
A good wrestling story is Nordic Yukon John, who wrestled in AWA. He has a good Dusty Rhodes muffler story. It's fucking awesome.
All right. Well, write that down. We'll check it out for next episode or later. We'll add it to it. All right, so here we go. All that happened in the middle of a quote, guys.
I don't even know how that started.
So Janice, her bedroom was an old van in the yard. She wore clothes obtained at a dump, which hopefully it wasn't where Toof's throwing away his fucking muffler and shit rags.
Yeah.
No, we just wash them.
And then she was physically and emotionally abused. A social worker said that during the many times he went there, the stepmother was never sober.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Did the social worker know about the fucking van?
I mean, if it's
sure,
a
I'm sure they didn't put it in neutral and roll around the back of the house every time they came over.
Pretty much got away with anything back then anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks and it's sad, but she just sounds like just like a straight up juggalo at this point.
Oh, yeah.
So she would get made fun of for being dirty and smelly. Her clothes never fit her either, and she didn't always have shoes to wear, including in the wintertime. So she was walking around like barefoot and shit.
Damn.
And then here's a quote from that same site again. According to a teacher, she never carried on a conversation with anybody. She just always stood over to herself. Teachers and social workers testified that she was the most neglected child that they had ever seen, and they described her as being shy, passive, very quiet, extremely nonviolent, very withdrawn, and had a low self-image. So, I mean, this is just like the saddest story, really, you could imagine for this kid.
I don't know why, but I'm picturing in her van room, she has that live nudes fucking light like a big daddy.
Fuck yeah, dude. Oh,
yes.
One of those old like calendar and shops where it's like from the 1970s and every woman has like the biggest, giantest bush you could imagine. Those were the shit, dude. When I was in third grade, my neighbor, he was a grade under me, and he had a brother who was, I don't know, in high school, and they had this old garage, and they would have this calendar in the very back. So we would like be like, dude, at 3 o'clock, let's meet up there. And, like, yeah. In the middle of the night, we would go look at this calendar, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Like, dude, look at the bush.
Just bushes.
Yeah, just like the White House the last time this country was good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I tried to throw in a funny joke.
I know
sorry,
the
guys.
Human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
I'm going to hit this one for myself.
No, that was a good joke.
Nothing but sad moments for this poor girl. And honestly, up until the main event at SummerSlam that we're going to be talking about,
I can't help but
feel bad and sad for her. She was dealt a shitty hand straight from jump, and it sounds like almost nothing good has ever happened to this person.
She might have also been dealt a shitty hand from Toof.
Oh.
Shitty fucking muffler cloth.
Yeah.
Once again from that Jan Banning site, quote, during her early teen years, Janice ran away from home. She befriended an older man who, along with another man, sexually assaulted her. At age 14, she was declared a deprived child and was placed in the custody of Bartow County. She was shuttled between foster homes, returned to her stepmother, and then finally, at the stepmother's instigation, placed in a youth detention center. While she had committed no crime, the state simply had no other place for her to live, and she remained there for 6 months.
Dude, that would suck.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we don't have anything for you. Just go to jail, dumbass.
After living in a van and I'll say after living in a van and getting molested, like that probably is like the best like 6 months she had.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, I get warm meals and showers and I have walls, like real walls? Yeah.
She's like, oh man, you're gonna take me away. I just put gas in the van. It doesn't even have a gas tank, but there's a hole, it just dumps on the fucking ground like when the tank overflowed in Dumb and Dumber.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, this is sad.
Yeah, if she called the van the shagging wagon.
It's a shag. Oh,
it's
my
a shagging
God.
Wagon.
Dude,
oh,
those,
fuck. Oh, wait.
The two guys that sexually assaulted her in it, dude.
Oh, my
Hopefully
God.
Hopefully that didn't happen in the van.
This isn't fun. I'm sorry. It's so fucked up, but those two guys sexually assaulted her, and that's not funny at all. But we're going back to Tim's joke. And after they leave the van, like she has to like make best of the situation. She just looks up and goes, "It's a shagging wagon." I know. I'm super sorry. I know that one deserves hate, and I'm sorry.
It's all right. Goodbye, my love.
Goodbye, my love.
No, I no.
You got something you want to say?
Did the van have? Did the van have back door seating?
What even is that?
What?
Oh, never mind. It's rear seating. Shit.
So Janice, she doesn't really have anything going on for her at this point. The year is 1978, and she's 15 years old. And that is when she meets a 26-year-old boy named Danny that she liked to party with. Danny Buttrum is his name.
Fuck yeah.
And here's what we know about Danny. Danny, quote, was borderline mentally retarded and a drug user.
He was the classiest guy she'd ever met yet.
Oh, God. So he's 26 years old. She's 15. He's a divorced father with two kids. And Danny was also prone to having violent outbursts. And, yeah, it's such a, it's a sad and strange phenomena where, like, the victims of this kind of, like, abuse and just always ends up with people that are just make it even worse. Like, yeah. This dude sucked, and that's who she ends up with.
Can I guess some of Danny's background?
Yeah, so Danny Buttrum is his name, and what is his game, Toof?
That isn't his real last name. I forget what his last name was, but he lived with his dad and his mom at this like ghost hotel for a while, and he changed his name when he saw Red Rum in the mirror. But he just changed it to Butt Rum.
That's actually pretty good.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I really thought it was going to be a joke, because I, like, for some reason, you guys will know why, but he reminds me of somebody we used to work with that you guys also went to school with. When you think about it, like, his age and her age.
Picture from fucking Charmin.
Yeah.
Fucking
dude.
Charmin
That's
Chad,
where I thought
dude.
Toof was going.
Oh.
But the very first night that Janice and Danny met, they both decided that they wanted to marry one another. So they were like, we should be together forever. And within a month, they would, in fact, get married. So congratulations, I guess.
Yeah.
Janice, don't be so blind to love.
Fuck yeah.
That song's awesome.
Yeah, he wrote that song, actually.
Janice.
Yeah. Real quick, I heard a yell upstairs. I think I have to take this. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. What, is she asking you to bring back your shitty muffler rags? so when Janice...
Candy doesn't wash dishes.
When yeah, we have company. We got to wash the Thanksgiving dishes. Dude, whenever Janice and Danny got married, they tied the cans like in a line like and dragged them. They hung them up behind the back of the van, but the van doesn't run. Just married and all those cans back there.
Dude, I hope like when
they never jingled.
This is so fucking stupid. But
he never jingled. That's
I hope
so
when
funny.
They were getting married, he asked if she would be his Danny McBride.
They fed the one guest a McRib.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. God, hey, dude. I would marry whoever if they got me the McRib, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah, for sure. I'll show up to that wedding for a McRib.
Speaking of McRib, dude, inflation is so fucking bad, dude. It sucks. You can't get anything good for cheap, dude. Mm. Everything is so expensive. Like the McRib, I wanted to buy just the sandwich, and it was like $5.
Wait, it is? Didn't it used to be like a dollar?
Dude, McDoubles that were a dollar, they're $2.50.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
I didn't know that.
Tim, that was cool. You turned into fucking Chris Tucker right there.
hey, you ever try one of these?
Is that Family Guy?
Yeah.
Doesn't he hand him a blunt or something?
Yeah, Passion of the Christ too.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's so good.
Yeah. You ever try one of these? So good. Jim Caviezel, the guy from the first one. So fucking good.
Dude, what was the point? So Toot's not here right now. What was the fucking point of him showing us his fucking shitty underwear? Dude?
I don't even know like how that conversation started.
Like he was embarrassed that we almost saw his dick and balls on camera, but he didn't care showing us his shitty underwear.
Like I think if my ass was clean, I'd rather show you my asshole than the shitty underwear.
Yeah.
As long as it was clean.
I mean, that's funny, dude. I used to look at my own asshole in the mirror all the time as a kid, dude. That shit was fun.
We know what you did, Kevin. Yeah.
I did put a camera in your mirror, so I know exactly what you did.
Potty
it was
words,
a two-way
dude.
Mirror.
Shit, dude. Well, I did only do it at your guys' house. So. And I had to do it because the bathroom locked on the outside is the only way you'd unlock the door.
It's like an escape room.
It's like H.H. Holmes' murder castle, but every room you're just forcing me to show you my asshole. What up, Toof? You okay, man?
Yeah, she said, help, I'm being attacked.
Oh, fun.
Oh, is that why you took your time getting up there?
Yeah.
Hoping the guy would be gone?
Well, no, right when I got to the stairs, and then it's a spider, so fuck off.
Dude, the cats can handle that, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
They did have it cornered behind a table.
Nice.
Nice, dude. Hell yeah. Give them some treats, dude.
Yeah. Give them little kisses.
Little kisses. So, sadly, it would come out later that during their two-year marriage, Danny would violently beat her somewhere between 15 and 20 times.
Huge surprise.
And,
that's not too
one,
many.
It's so, yeah, it's so ridiculous,
yeah, no, less than so once what, a day, so, I mean.
Did they have Mario Kart 64? Is that what you're talking about? You can't let them win, dude.
Who cares? She did have that GameCube in the van. They might have been playing Melee.
That's true, dude.
He must have always taken Toad.
Oh, man. Can't beat Toad.
At one point, I believe it was after they got married, since they were only together a month before they got married, but Danny, he would have, quote, warped carnal impulses that were so overwhelming. So this dude checked himself into a psychiatric facility because he feared that he was going to rape somebody.
Mm, holy fuck.
Which, I mean...
At least he checked himself in.
Yeah, on one hand, I am proud of him for checking himself in, but it's like, maybe you should just not beat your fucking wife also, dude. Like, he's like, I'm not, you know, I don't mind beating her up, but I'm not going to rape her.
I don't want to rape her.
Like, dude, maybe you should just not do any of that shit.
Like thinking the impulses of rape are bad, but beating her is like, you know what? You know, sometimes she just runs her fucking mouth, all right?
Yeah, like he thinks that's okay.
I wasn't going to rape you.
I'm a little boy.
I'm a little boy.
So good.
Is that where he runs?
The train station.
Yeah, dude.
She could feel it in her feet like a Native American.
Dude, I don't know if it was on the Dirty Dog or on this, but you know the crying Indian? That guy's not even Native American. He's just an Italian guy.
What was the
like,
crying
honestly,
Indian?
Aren't they all? Okay, so, like literally
is that how that works?
Not. I don't know. I mean off the top of my head, Toof, I can't, but I will have a rebuttal eventually.
Look, yeah, dude.
Kev, real quick, just Google Mexican Italian and just see what comes up. Okay. It's a fucking Indian.
Are you Mexican Italian, Toof?
No. I don't look like an Indian.
Bullshit.
You're my
The first thing that popped up in my cupboard.
It's called Guardians now, guys.
The first thing that popped up was Camarada's Mexican Italian Kitchen. Oh. And on one side has a Mexican dude holding tacos, and the other side has an Italian guy with spaghetti and meatballs.
Dude, that's racist. Like, yeah. Dude, Kev.
It's a restaurant, dude. It's a food truck.
Dude, Kev. One of my friends in Las Vegas. One of my friends from work, her husband's like from Mexico, like legit like 100% Mexican. Uh-huh. And, she was talking about how her favorite thing at Bob Evans is a border scramble omelet. And she's like, yeah, my husband like talked about how racist that is when you think about it. Fucking border scramble. I never even thought about that. It's racist.
No, it ain't, dude.
Fucking good, dude.
Yeah.
Border scramble.
Quick, get over the border.
Yeah, like, that's racist as shit. But it's, yeah, I mean,
dude, what if it's the
omelet.
Border scramble drowned in gravy?
And they dye the gravy red just for that.
Dude, why the fuck is it called the border scramble?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to say it wouldn't be racist. I mean, Bob Evans fucking, I mean, he asked me a fucking dude? Racist. Dude, remember when he died? Hey, I'm sorry about your boss. We don't fucking know that old idiot.
Why is it called the border scramble?
I don't know. It's just because it's
Kev,
racist.
If you're trying to get to the seeds of white supremacy, then you're never going to get anywhere.
It's the best thing on the menu.
Yeah, dude, I've never thought about that. No. I was just always like, dude, the border scramble is fucking good.
Yeah.
Throw that shit on tortilla chips. It's so fucking good. That's what we used to do.
Dude, I'm gonna
go hide in the back. I'm gonna throw that border scramble on those tortilla chips. Will you watch and let me know if any managers come in and we fucking scarf it down in the back, dude?
As we're making it, we just get bowls of it and just fucking eat it. God.
So he tried to check himself into a psychiatric facility. Like we said, it's awesome. Like that's good for him, but he needed to do this a long time ago before he's beating this woman.
Yeah.
So now that we're all having such a good time talking about this happy backstory for Janice and Danny, let's get to the big day. September 3rd, 1980. Hmm. Janice is now 70, which, by the way, this is not the worst thing that happens that day. Bass player from Sum 41 was born this day. So,
Dude, fuck yeah.
I think,
is that the Arab guy or whatever he is? Indian?
No, but... what is he, Toof? I like that you're just trying to guess his ethnicity and getting it probably super wrong. But I will say his name is Brown Sound. So, I mean, that's his name he goes by. I don't know what the fuck he is, dude.
Actually, he's Nepal? A white woman.
Is he from Nepal?
He's Indo-Guyanese.
Oh, anyone could just make up. So this is what the woke culture does now is just make up fucking terms.
Yeah, dude. I'm also an indie guy with knees. I'm just joking.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know. But anyways, Janice, she's now 17 years old, September 3rd, 1980. Danny is 28. Together, they have a 19-month-old baby named Marlena. And good news, Janice is also expecting another baby in a few months.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, even better news, the family is living at a shitty hotel in Dalton, Georgia called the Country Boy Inn. So they're living at a motel, raising kids there. I tried to find this place. It no longer exists, by the way. I did try to find it, and when I Googled it, it took me to one in a different country, and I'm pretty sure it was like the Black Boy Inn.
Oh, shit, dude. That's a good one.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So the very first one thing you look up will take you to the page with like the crimes and stuff. The second one will take you to Country Boy Inn, but if you click the video, it's the Black Boy Inn.
And that's just that scene from Pulp Fiction.
Oh my God. I'm surprised they don't have that clip, dude.
Just fucking Clark.
I do have this one.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
No, dude, Black Boy Inn was on Remember the Titans when they finally decided to stop being racist on the football team. and they put Turk in at cornerback.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Because Ryan Gosling was too fucking slow, dude. Dude, what a cast that movie has.
Yeah, it's such a good movie.
Has the fucking the fat dude from Boy Meets World.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Turk.
Turk. Fucking Denzel. That one guy who was in Mothman Prophecies.
Yeah. Hayden Panettiere. What the fuck? How the fuck you say her last name?
Yeah.
That fat guy from Boy Meets World was on Rogan earlier this year.
Oh, was he? He lost a
ton of weight, didn't he?
Yeah.
He lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. He's like ripped now.
He's like, yeah, shredded.
What's that, too?
What movie are you guys talking about?
Remember the Titans.
Then what the fuck's the one where like John Voight is the racist coach and won't put the black kid in at running back to get a touchdown?
Turk goes in at corner, I think, because Ryan Gosling couldn't cover the dude?
Yeah, I think so. Or is it Ryan Gosling the one that always dropped the ball? Wasn't there somebody that always dropped the ball?
I don't know. Hey, who was the sexy quarterback, by the way?
I thought that was Ryan Gosling.
Remember they were pissed off because they didn't know if he was gay or not?
Yeah.
Sunshine. I don't remember.
All they got to do is listen to this episode. They'll know for sure.
It's been too long since.
Yeah, I know. I got to watch that. That's a good movie.
So the family, they're living at that motel, the Country Boy Inn. And also living at that motel is a 19-year-old girl named Demetra Faye Parker. And she had just moved there from Tennessee.
Wait, wasn't our lead girl's name also middle name Faye?
No, there was Danny's like great great grandmother was Fanny Mae Butler.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and according to some sources, Demetra, she took to the 19-month-old Marlene. I think it was Marlene, I don't remember. But took to her and she would babysit her and stuff while Janice and Danny went out cruising for chicks. Because those two like to have group sex parties. They like to go out and pick up chicks and have sex.
They're swingers.
Nice.
Which, I mean, hell like, yeah. You know, no kink shaming or anything. That's cool if that's what you're doing. However, Janice, she wasn't, like, taking, like, even though she was taking part in, like, threesomes and orgies, kinky activities and all that fun stuff, she was starting to feel jealousy towards Demetra. She started to fear that Danny was going to leave her and start dating Demetra instead. Mm. Even though like Demetra didn't have feelings for Danny, she was just babysitting their kids so they could go out and do shit.
Yeah.
She was extremely jealous.
This kind of sucks for Janice because like she was pretty much like groomed like at such a young age everything and like fucked up that like she probably thinks these things are normal and is just like, yeah. Let's go have you stick your dick in a girl in me. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, she had no chance. She was fucked from the very start. Like, I really don't even think anything good ever happened to this person.
Yeah, she's like the Browns in the first quarter. Oh, like, she had hope in the very beginning. Yeah. And then it's just,
Dude, at one point, like, I looked at the score. Like, 7-0. Cool. I'm at Walmart thinking, get back. Good game.
Oh, no. Fuck yeah. We ran for 58 yards in the first opening drive. This is awesome. Yeah. Oh, he's never going to run again rest of the game because that worked. Okay.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if we never got another fucking yard that whole game.
Like, yeah, dude.
Like, did we even break 100 yards?
I don't know.
It was so bad. So, yeah, so that night, Danny and Janice, they're driving around trying to find a girl to pick up. And let's be honest here, they're pretty unsuccessful. They go 0-4. It's probably pretty hard to get a girl to want to have a threesome with you when you're a retarded guy and a fat chick. So let's just be honest. She is known to be a very ugly woman. It sucks. It's sad. But that's the truth.
She was never going to be good looking.
She's a fat, ugly woman. And Danny, it was said to be mentally retarded. So. Mm. I mean, is going to, even if you like willingly wanted to have sex with them, it might be rape. Like you might be raping them because like a mentally retarded guy, like can you just fuck that guy and it's all right? I don't know. I don't know, dude.
I've never tried.
Hey, the night is young, though, guys.
The night is young.
We could go over to Toof's.
Oh, yeah, yes. Dude. Get those fucking butt rags out, Toof.
1980, like, I know cars probably cost $200 back then, but props on them for having a car.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I have no idea what they did.
Or
they're
being
living...
able to drive.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. How was... Never mind. I don't want to get into it. But, like, Ryan...
Are you going to make the because Janice is riding, it's a lowrider car joke?
But, like, Ryan having his license is pretty wild.
Who's Ryan?
Wasn't he the dude?
Complimentary.
Oh, at Bob's? Yeah. Or at that restaurant. Like, I mean,
yeah,
they,
dude.
They all know
he just,
her.
He just looked like Egon that was, like... Like chubby and retarded. Like to be honest, that's what he reminded me of.
He lived with his parents and shit.
Huge dick. Remember how big his fucking bulge was, dude? This guy. Like I didn't know. Like he was there's something wrong with him at first. So like when he first started, I was like, hey, what kind of stuff are you into? And he's like, I like to play with my RC cars. I'm like, dude, this guy's like a 40-year-old dude. So I didn't know. I was like, oh, cool, man. And, like, he would go out in the parking lot and just get lost and couldn't find his way back to the restaurant for, like, hours.
That time he hit his head on the fucking rack, dude.
Yeah, dude just wandered out, dude.
Yeah. We're like, he might be out there dead. Like, legit, he might be dead. Yes.
It's sad, dude. It was a bummer because he just hit his head and went out in the parking lot and got lost between all the cars and stuff. I probably made that up.
It caused him to remember his past life as a secret agent.
Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah,
He's like Jason Bourne.
Fuck yeah. Okay. But, yeah, not to be, like, super mean like we have been, but, like, that's just a fucking tough sell. Like, to try to get a threesome when you're a mentally retarded guy and just this ugly fat chick. But I don't blame them for trying. More power to them. But, Jesus, that's a tough sell.
I mean, going back to Ryan, I have to crack this joke. But, so him being Jason Bourne, like, there's what? Like, the Bourne Identity, the Bourne Supremacy. His movie is the Bourne Virginity.
Jason Stillborn. I'm just joking.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
I'm joking. Yeah, so, quote, after unsuccessfully attempting to pick up a three-way partner on the night of September 3rd, Janice and Danny return to the motel and set their sights on Demetra.
Yeah,
at approximately 4 a.m., they grabbed Marlena and pounded on Demetra's door. So they must have got her back, or maybe she wasn't watching her that night. I don't know.
She's fucking alone.
But unless, I think they went there, got her back, and then...
Like later.
Yeah, I guess, because they say it's at like 4 a.m. now. So this is what they do. They get Marlena, who's 19 months old, and they start pounding on this girl's door. They're like, yeah, oh, she's sick. We need to come in. Like, we need some help. So, of course, Demetra, who babysits normally and is like friends with these people, she welcomes them in. So, like, she has them come on in. Quote, Danny also burst in behind his wife. So he's like hiding at first, which is like she was going to let you all in anyways, but he's fucking retarded. So he probably thought like this had to be done. Yeah. He probably hid in front of the window.
Can't see me.
I'm just picturing him as that guy that I sent you the picture of from my work.
Oh, fuck. That guy's, isn't he? Oh, yeah. What's his name? But that guy's awesome.
He is actually awesome.
Yeah. So he's hiding. The girl opens the door, then they all burst in, and then Danny gets in front of the door and blocks it to prevent her from escaping. But she's like, what would she even think was going to happen?
Yeah, like she knows them.
She thought she was like helping these people out. Like she watches their kid and stuff. So Danny, Janice, and their 19-month-old baby come into Demetra's room, and they put baby in the corner. And they fucking know better than that, Tim.
Oh,
they know not to put baby in the corner.
It's one of the rules.
Man.
Even for a retarded guy, you fucking know not to put baby in the corner, dude.
Man.
So that's what they do. They bring their 19-month-old baby in with them. And Janice is pregnant. She's going to have a kid in a couple months. They put the baby down, so she's just crawling around this dirty-ass motel room floor. Danny starts to beat up and sexually assault and rape Demetra.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Why?
Janice is also helping out. So Janice, yeah.
So she like didn't want him to like leave her for this chick, but hey, I'll help you rape her.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. Danny began, he's beating her, he's raping her, Janice is helping. And they said that Janice even like held her down and started performing like oral sex on her.
Jesus Christ.
I ate that pussy like shrimp fried rice.
I'm so sorry. Jesus, I'm so sorry. That's super fucked up.
I ate that pussy like shrimp fried rice.
Like,
then I hopped in her ass like a kangaroo.
Like, it's super fucked up. I have no idea. But, yeah, listen to this. Quote, the butt rum, sick, sadistic act culminated with Janice whipping out a pocket knife. She then stabbed Demetra 97 times with the small blade.
What the fuck, dude?
She ripping a...
Is that the most exercise she's ever gotten?
Besides the walk over to this room, probably.
Yeah.
Ripping a long cross-shaped wound across her stomach while Danny watched. Baby Marlena, she watched too, because she's just crawling around the room while her fucking parents are doing this.
Jesus.
This was their babysitter.
Yeah.
So this poor 19-year-old girl, she didn't do anything but help these people out, and they repay her by beating her, raping her, sodomizing her, killing her. Like, it's just so fucked up.
Mm.
Oh, she died from the 97 stab wounds?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I think it was the 97th one that killed her. Yeah. No, of course she fucking died, dude. Yeah. The next day, a motel worker found the body of Demetra, and witnesses were like, yeah, we saw Danny and her go in there the night before. So immediately the police knew who it was, and then they just arrest her that day, that day.
Jesus Christ.
Quote, both of them were sentenced to die in separate trials. The Georgia Supreme Court said of their crimes that they can only be described as butchery and barbarism. She was sentenced to die September 31st, 1981. After losing several appeals, including two to the U.S. Supreme Court, she was first sentenced to be executed between October 26th and November 2nd, 1987.
Hmm. How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Dude, the fucking video, so fucking stupid.
That's so funny. The guitar solo. Oh, shit, you didn't turn that amp up to 10, did you? The solo, then he flies out the window.
God, this is fucking dumbest song. I hate Simple Plan.
Yeah, so, dude, she was 17 and, like, what, 6-7 months pregnant?
Yeah.
When this fucking happened?
Was she the only one that, like, actually, like, killed her?
So, we'll get there. Okay. Danny came in beating her up.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, beating her up, raping her and everything. And then she pulled out the knife and actually killed her. But, I mean, we don't know if both of them partaked in it. Like, how? I mean, of course they both partaked in it. But, I mean, I don't know if Danny was planning on killing her or anything. But it was, like, we'll read a letter that she wrote.
Oh, shit.
That'll explain it a little bit.
Oh, she knows how to write?
I guess.
Was it addressed to Dear Annie?
Oh, fuck yeah.
So she was sentenced to be executed, like we said, but her sentence was overturned by a federal judge because of misconduct on the part of prosecutors.
Of course.
This is still part of that quote. At 17 years old, she was the youngest woman ever sentenced to death in the United States. But her sentence was commuted to life in prison in 1989 because she was a minor at the time of the crime. In 1991, Whitfield County prosecutors decided not to seek the death penalty again because the state of Georgia had never executed a female who was a minor at the time of the crime. In an agreement with prosecutors, Janice pled guilty and was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. So, I mean, I do get that. They probably looked at her history and were like, I mean, she needed help from day one and never got it.
Yeah.
It's like, it does suck. Like, it sucks that she committed this murder, but it's like she was just everything around her just fucking beat her down. Like, there's no way she had no chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. What really sucks though would be like the last thing you see as you die is a retarded guy and his fat, ugly wife killing you.
Yeah. That would fucking suck.
Yeah, dude.
A fucking baby crawling on the floor and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, why do they bring the fucking baby with them for this?
Yeah,
like, that was their in.
I mean, hopefully the baby, because the baby was pretty young, right?
19 months.
Yeah, so, like, no way you would remember that.
Like, fuck, how old was Dexter?
Hmm?
How old was Dexter?
Said three.
Oh, okay. yeah, I should have gone with the boatman story. Yeah, a little side note here, though. The state of Georgia had only legally executed one woman. She was an African-American. Her name was Lena Baker, and she was executed in 1945.
For what?
What was she doing, just reaching for her wallet?
No. Oh, my God.
For real. Pretty much. This is a sad fucking...
They executed
this lady,
her at, with a rope in a tree.
Oh, Jesus.
Almost, dude. Oh, my this God. This was like... This woman's badass. Like... Listen to this. So I don't know if that meant she was the only woman in Georgia legally executed by electrocution or what, but I don't know a whole lot about her, but I did do like a quick research, and this is mostly from Wiki. Mm. But she was pretty much being enslaved by an old white dude named Ernest Knight, and he was like sexually assaulting her and imprisoning her.
Yeah.
And like he had like a fucked up leg, so she was like doing all this shit around for him, so he pretty much made her a slave. And then, since he was always beating her and sexually assaulting her and stuff, she killed him in self-defense.
Oh, and she fucking got executed for that shit?
Oh, yeah.
What yeah.
The fuck? No, no. Yeah. That really was just because she's black. That's bullshit.
But, dude, in 2005, 60 years after she was executed, they're like, yeah, we fucked up.
Yeah.
And they gave her a full and unconditional pardon.
Jesus, yeah, yeah, she's already fucking dead. Wait, what was her name?
Yeah. Lena Baker.
Wait, Baker, and then what was his name?
Ernest Knight.
Baker and D-Ernest?
Oh, I see the what's going on,
yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
No wonder
well,
they didn't
they get
really...
a pardon for today.
Yeah. They were fine.
She just predicted the score. She's like, yeah, the Browns are going to go down 45-7 in, like, you know, fucking 80 years.
But yeah, that's, I mean, that's so fucked up. But, I mean, at least they did 60 years later,
yeah.
I guess, acknowledge it, but it's like 60 years too fucking
yeah,
late.
Fucking dead, you assholes.
This was her final words.
Mm.
Quote, what I done, I did in self-defense, or I would have been killed myself. Where I was, I could not overcome it. God has forgiven me. I have nothing against anyone. I picked cotton for Mr. Pritchett. I have no idea who that is.
Mm.
And he has been good to me. I am ready to go. I am one in the number. I am ready to meet my God. I have a very strong conscience.
Hashtag
so,
wild
hell
woman.
Yeah. Hashtag wild woman. Mm. Sad story. Proud of her for that. And yeah. Fuck that dude, Ernest Knight.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
That's a crazy way. That's actually a good speech to
yeah,
go out
good.
On.
Yeah.
I'd literally
yeah.
Like, please let me go. I'll suck your dick. No. Just let me go.
What
just,
the fuck?
I'll do
I
it.
I got these
I'll
cheese
I'll show you
moves.
My shit stains.
Oh, my God.
Those are your final
I'll
words.
I'll eat my own shit for you.
What was that? What was the case where the dude was in like the back of the cop car like eating his own shit and like spitting it on him?
Fuck, what was it?
I think it was like that's a quick baller. Case you did or whatever. I think it was like, it probably, I don't think it was like the full episode. No, it was one of the wild man or mild man.
Yeah, I would say I was about to say hashtag
yeah.
Wild man for sure.
Because he like was eating his own shit and like spitting it on the cops and stuff.
Fuck yeah.
Because I think that was the same episode where that dude had to like eat the cigarettes that he had up his ass.
Oh,
when he was in prison. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it was the same episode.
Dude, that's so good.
Oh,
that's fucking
so
great.
Nasty. And, like, didn't let him fucking, like, wash his mouth out or anything.
So, back to Janice and Danny. As far as Janice goes, quote, Janice wrote a letter to be given to the sheriff in which she claimed that she killed Miss Parker as an act of jealousy because Danny was trying to have sex with her. She took complete responsibility for the crime. She said that she forced Danny to do everything he did, including raping Miss Parker. It's like,
that makes
I don't,
no fucking sense.
Yeah, I don't fully understand yeah. All this.
Like, hey, I'm gonna kill her because you were gonna fuck her, but I'm gonna make you fuck her first.
At her sentencing
makes
hearing,
sense.
She testified that she waited outside the room for 5 minutes after Danny entered, and that's when she entered. Danny was removing her undies, and all right, it says Miss Parker's panties, but I.
Yeah, you don't like that one, word.
Yeah, you know, I don't like that word. And she believed they were, quote, they were fixing to have sex. After becoming angry at the sight of Danny and Miss Parker engaging in sex, she testified that she grabbed the knife and stabbed Miss Parker in the chest. She admitted that her conduct was wrong and that she deserved to be punished. But some of the sources, like there was one source, I forget what I meant. It was in the... One I mentioned that had like a bunch of different sources listed where it was like crimes by lesbians or something. That's not the title.
Ooh.
I don't know what it is. It's yeah. Something like that.
Could you send me that?
Yeah.
And so some of the sources mention her, like, performing oral sex on her and, like, being a possibly being a lesbian because she was doing, like, group sex stuff and everything.
Mm.
And then some just say, like, she just went in there and killed her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have no idea. There's a lot of... I know the stories they both told on the stand differed from each other, so I'm not sure.
I believe that the only crime a lesbian can commit is not letting the brothers commonplace get their nut and wet.
What? Shut what? Up, dude.
I didn't even hear the last part.
So stupid. Oh, I'm sorry.
So of course, they both were found guilty and sentenced to death, like we said.
Mm.
1 week after the sentence, Danny immediately hangs himself in his jail cell. So, so hell yeah, dude. Hashtag damn, wild man.
All is forgiven. Hashtag wild man.
At least something good came out of this.
Danny.
Yep. Danny just like redemption arc, baby.
So that's one thing he doesn't have in common with Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
That's so fucking funny. A week later. Yeah, fuck it. I'm out.
Yeah.
And he was like retarded, so he's probably asking the guards, like, hey, if I wanted to It's like, if I wanted to, like, unplug, if you know what I'm saying, like, what are you talking about? He's like, there's not a real plug back here, dude. He's like, you know, like, life support. If I wanted to pull the plug, how would I do that?
He's just like, there always is one.
Yeah. He's always constantly looking for plugs to pull. It's like, God, that was a microwave, dude. He thinks there's one connected to him somewhere. Dude, why the fuck? Why aren't my faxes going through? God damn it, Danny! Did you unplug the fax machine again?
Like you're about to beat Fester's quest, and he unplugs the Nintendo.
the looping weapon, dude, going around circling the frog, and he unplugs it.
Dude, what was I gonna say? So, like, if there is a while before he hung himself and they found him. When his body was, like, decomposing and, I guess, fermenting, does that make Mr. Butt-Rum actually Mr. Jankum?
Fuck yeah, dude.
I think it does.
It has to. Hey, is that true? It has to be.
It has to be.
While in jail, she gives birth to her second child. I don't know what happens to her kids, to be honest. I mean, obviously, they're still out there because, I mean, this was in... What year did we say this was? 80?
80, yeah. So
yeah.
You would think they're out there, unless they died in 9/11.
91.
That's the only thing that could have prevented them from being out there.
91 was the sentencing, I think.
That's what stopped them from immortality.
I'm sorry. So it was in 1980s when it happened. 81, she was sentenced to be executed, but that didn't happen. Okay.
Yeah, and she died in 87 or something.
They overturned it in 89.
She's still alive. At 17 years old, she was the youngest woman to... Fuck, I already went. That was way... Sorry about that. Messed my spot up.
She fucked way before 17.
In the magazine, The Open Door Community, volume 24, number 6, she wrote the following letter to the editor about the death penalty in 2005.
Mm.
Dear Mr. Andrew McCaskill...
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Was he taking his family to France and he left his son at home?
Yeah, we got two vans. We got everyone there. Everyone going to the airport.
Dude, they fucking remade Home Alone.
Like, oh, my God. Did they really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be coming out this year. I think it's just going to, like, streaming, but I didn't know it was straight to VHS. My sister was telling me about it.
Dude, is young Sheldon in it?
No, it's some fat, British kid.
Hey,
I might
see it then.
Wait, it has to be a black kid.
No.
No? Nope.
They remade it without, and it's not
fucking
a black
white
kid?
White supremacists. Yeah.
It's because they knew the movie was going to be shit, and they didn't want to attach any ethnic kids to it.
What a Home Alone.
I think it's called, like...
But they still attach ethnic kids to
Earth. Yeah, it's like, type in, like, Home Alone remake, it'll come up.
Oh, my God, dude. It looks like...
Sweet Home Alone?
Yeah.
Looks like Andy Milonakis had
it.
It
does, yeah. Oh. And he's got an accent.
Dude, what if it's just Andy Milonakis again?
So, alrighty. So, Janice's letter says, you wrote Murphy and suggested that instead of trying to get in front of a camera to oppose the death penalty, that she should do actual ministry. In Matthew 25, 31, 46, Jesus tells the parable. Is that how you say that word?
Parable.
Parable. Wow, what is that? I don't even know what that is.
It's a story that has like a message to it.
Ah.
Wait, Jesus. That's not the first part of the Constitution?
Preamble. The parable of Jesus tells a parable of the sheep and the goats, and then on the ark they told it to the male and female parables of animals. That's stupid. I was trying to say like that's stupid. But he talks about hungry people, thirsty people, homeless people, sick people, and people in prison. All that just makes up Janice, by the way.
Yeah.
What does the Open Door community do? Feeds, clothes, gives medical help to homeless, hungry, thirsty, and sick people. What does Southern Prison Ministry do? Visits prisoners and brings their families to see them once a month. Now, for a personal note to you, in 1983, shortly before my 19th birthday, I sat on George's death row. I am the youngest female to ever be sentenced to die. My prison was in Hardwick. My two babies and family were 6.5 hours away. I had received Christ as my Savior on 12/12/81. I had a church group from the county I was sentenced in who claimed to be my spiritual advisors. All they wanted was to write a book about my crime and come view my execution. I received notification from the warden that I would be visited by Murphy Davis and Ed Loring. I had no idea who they were. I thought Murphy was a man's name. I got to visitation, and there is this wonderfully warm smile and hug, the first since my arrest in September of 1980. Murphy has been my pastor every year since that day. I haven't seen Murphy in person in several years. I'm not on death row anymore, and I'm housed away in South Georgia, but she faithfully writes me. I don't always faithfully write back. But for all 11 years of my incarceration on death row, Murphy ministered to me. She showed me and still shows me what a Christian is. So guess what? You're a Presbyterian. So is my mother. Me, I grew up going to a Southern Baptist church. Today, I'm a Christian. Oh, well, my Savior. My Savior, Jesus Christ, was condemned to death, was crucified, crucified, died.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why it sounded weird to me. I think it's because I'm reading death, crucified, died, and buried, and it threw me off.
Yeah, I mean.
Jesus Christ was condemned to death, was crucified, died, buried, and rose again. If you support the death penalty, then you're in the crowd who shouted, "Crucify him."
Mm.
Signed, Janice Buttram.
So yeah. Are you the one who stabbed
her? Yeah, I feel like she did worse to that fucking lady than what they did to Jesus.
I know. Like, Jesus was like washing down. It was like, damn, yeah, calm down.
Like, shit, man.
Oh, shit. Feel bad for that
Jesus
girl.
Was only stabbed three times, right?
Who?
By the Romans.
I think I didn't even
didn't
know.
They stab Jesus with a spear?
Yeah, probably.
He was stabbed more than that. How many nails did they use?
I think just...
Well, sorry.
I don't know if they stabbed
they
him
do
with...
like one in each wrist, and then they... nail the 2 feet together with just one nail.
Yeah, and I don't. I'm
holy
not,
shit.
I thought one took like a spear and stabbed his ribs.
No,
or
I think Roman Reigns
yeah,
gave him a spear.
At least it wasn't Goldberg.
I was gonna say, what about her stabbing this chick?
Goldberg
60 more times than Jesus got stabbed.
No, didn't Sandman come out and wasn't he the one that crucified him on there? I don't remember.
Yeah, Metallica was so playing.
Just fucking banging his head with that beer and. We're all going to hell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It sucks because one of those cases where it sucks what happened. I mean, obviously it sucks what happened. A girl was murdered, but I mean, this Janice is also just fucked.
Yeah.
From the beginning, she got no help.
I'll say at least she found her salvation, though. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's under that super immunity protection of being reborn.
It's funny how that always happens right after they go to prison.
Yeah.
She made it.
Right here, though, she says, and I'm happy to be reunited with my husband, Danny. He's no longer Danny Buttram. He's now Danny Phantom. So that's cool.
Damn it, dude. Oh, dude.
Yeah, dude. I love
dude,
Danny
I was
Phantom.
Expecting a Danny Butt a Ducci joke. Oh, God. Him changing his name.
Danny Buttram Ducci.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Here's a little interesting bit from that website by Marion Smith, who is the great-grandchild of George and Fanny Buttram. Mm. So the butt rums, of course, are Danny's side, like we mentioned, and then Janice married into that.
Which one is George? Is that like his?
George is Danny's great grandfather.
Okay.
George Buttrum.
Okay.
So here's a quote from Marion Smith, who was would have been I don't know, Danny's, some a cousin of Danny's.
Okay. She said, retarded too, or?
No, unfortunately she's not. Okay. She said, quote, "I did not know him, but I remember seeing her in the 1970s. I don't know who the him was referring to, but she's talking about how she saw Janice in the 1970s.
Mm. She yells, "That's a big bitch.
That's a huge
That's
bitch.
That's a huge bitch."
I remember seeing her in the 1970s. She was very overweight, and there are two incidents about her that I remember hearing about. Both occurred about 1987 when she was about 14 or 15. One event, she streaked the S&H supermarket parking lot in Adairsville, which caused a lot of comment because she was so big.
Mm.
And the second involves allegations of public sexual promiscuity that I won't go into.
Mm.
So, I mean, she's only seen this girl a couple of times and she was doing like wild, crazy shit.
Yeah.
But she's like, all I remember is that she was fat and sometimes would masturbate in public pretty much.
Man. Oh my god.
But yeah, that's everything we have on Janice Buttrum.
Damn.
Yeah.
Imagine keeping like a painting of George Buttrum like on the wall. Like that, yes, that was my great grandfather.
George Buttrum.
And then under it there's a like just a really shitty doodle. Like that was my retarded great great grandkid Danny. Oh, is that a Picasso? No, that's my retarded grandson.
And below that, it's just one of those singing fish.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, fuck, that's good, dude. The singing, like that fucking singing bass.
Yeah.
Oh, my
what
God.
What did it sing? Did it sing like Elvis or something? I feel like it sang Hound Dog, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Oh, my God. Fuck yeah.
What the fuck? That's what he's saying? I thought it sang something like cooler shit than that.
My grandma had one for sure that sang Hound Dog.
Yeah, a lot of them sang Hound Dog.
Yeah.
Isn't there one that was...
You sang like right over there?
Oh, wait, no, that was Caddyshack.
Nice.
The Caddyshack gopher thing is what I was thinking of. What's that song?
Shoot.
What is that song?
I don't remember. Like at the end of the movie?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
Oh, Day Bow Bow. No, I'm just playing.
I'm all right. That's what I was thinking of. Day Bow Bow.
That's a Ferris Day Bueller, actually.
Yeah, yeah. It's just always sunny. It's like a Day Bow Bow.
So that's everything we have on the case. You guys got any comments or anything you want to say? Add in before we have Spence do some Biden drops.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh,
I mean, like, I feel
yes.
bad for her, but I fucking hate Danny.
Yeah.
Like, dude. I hate them both, but at least, like,
yeah.
she kind of gets a bye. Like no. a yeah. little bit, but I fucking hate Danny.
And that's the ironic thing, Tim, because that's all they were looking for when they were driving around was a buy.
Oh, that's all the Browns needed this week.
Oh my god,
dude! I wish it was a bye week, dude. Oh my god, we can't lose, baby.
Yeah, no way. Fucking Browns, man! They're gonna strike out the rest of the season, like fucking Danny and Janice did when they were looking for that threesome.
Hey, what does the night of September 3rd, 1980 have in common with the rest of the Brown season? Yep, just no scores. No scores at all. Fuck it. Spence, can you hit us with some Biden drops, dude? Some good ones?
Yeah, one sec. Let me find them.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
All right.
Oh, dude, so good.
I didn't get that new one yet. We'll have to save that for next time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, Biden, how long have you been in the Senate?
I believe we should go back to a position of the filibuster that existed just when I came to the United States Senate 120 years ago.
So fucking
I love, like,
funny.
The news music at the end of that.
Oh my god.
Hey Biden, what is your policy?
True international effort to pressure.
Well, who do we really need to stop, Biden?
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Oh yes, dude.
We don't have time to get into it. You guys have heard the Amtrak story by now, right?
I'm trying to remember it.
Like lately, not like he's told this story like 4 or 5 times this year about this guy in the Amtrak that is like an Amtrak dude. I don't know, but he's like, he comes up to me and he says, "Joey, baby," and he grabs my cheeks like this, and he tells a story. This guy died like 20 years ago. Dude. Yeah, this didn't. Oh, none of everyone is like, this story's bullshit. This didn't happen.
Fuck yeah.
You heard about him shitting his pants with the Pope.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's not even fair that it's like.
Wait, he shit his pants?
Yeah, he was at the Vatican and he shit his pants. Like, they had to delay their meeting, and the staff said because he had a bathroom accident.
That is amazing. Yeah.
It's just like, it's not even fun anymore because it's like, it's so easy to make. Like
elder
abuse. Trump was always like, you can make fun of him because he was just an asshole and he was always doing shit, but he was occasionally funny. Mm. Biden is now like, it's still funny. He's cracking me up, but it's just kind of sad at some points, you know?
By the time we podcast again, it'll be dead from old age.
Yeah.
Does anyone blame him for falling asleep at that boring as shit thing? Like, I don't think they were making fun of him. I would be asleep there too, man. Fuck that.
Absolutely.
That'd be boring as fuck. I care about the earth.
I agree with Biden on lots of things, including this.
They're going to put y'all back in chains.
Oh my God, yes. So technically, after I showed you guys my underwear, I'm close to being presidential material then.
You are.
Yeah, dude.
Did you wear before you showed us the underwear?
Are you over 35?
Soon.
Yeah. Soon, baby. Soon by 2024, you will be.
Soon, age will have no limits with me.
What are you trying to...
Okay, that doesn't
sound... Wow, what are you trying to say, too? If you underage chicks?
Is that you, Danny?
Yeah.
Oh, is that Chris D'Elia over there also? I don't know if this will play, but one of our listeners, Amber, she sent us this. She wanted to send this as a drop to Spence.
Just chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
I heard something about 7-Up.
So just chill out.
Pour some 7-Up. Quit murdering people.
Yeah.
Eat a moon
pie. So just chill out. Drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie.
What's that from?
Quit murdering people. I don't know, dude. I'll have to find it, see if I can put it on here. It's like some judge-looking dude. I don't know what it is.
Fuck yeah.
But it's pretty funny.
Judge Dredd.
Oh.
Eat a moon pie.
Oh, my God. It's what the judge said to Janice. He just got it wrong. Chill out. Eat some poontang pie.
I don't want to...
You know her fat ass was eating moon pies.
Oh, yeah. She already has that down. Step 2, check.
I don't want to get into like the debate over Kyle Rittenhouse, like whatever your thoughts are about that or anything.
Yeah.
The prosecutor is a fucking hashtag wild man. This guy is fucking awesome. He's like, I like the memes about him because he started bringing up like, it's true you're pretty good at Call of Duty, right? Like has questions
that
like
clip
that.
So
it's,
fucking
so
funny.
People are making memes where it's like, Kyle Rittenhouse, is it true you've achieved a 360 no-scope on Nuketown? I rest my case.
So good, dude. I heard
dude.
After recently the Pope started calling Biden shitting house.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's like in A Knight's Tale when he rides his horse in to talk to that girl and the guy's like, "You desecrate the house of God."
Shitting himself.
Fuck yeah. Dude.
You know he has no control over that anymore.
Who cares, dude? If I was that old and I was the president, I would make my dog, like those dogs he has, I would make them carry bags to clean up my shit, dude. Fuck that. I'll shit wherever I want. You want to make the earth better? Here's some fucking turds for you for fertilizer. Fucking plant some corn there. I'm out.
Just don't plant corn pop there.
Oh, dude. No, he's a bad dude, man.
He's a fucking real bad dude. I don't know what this sound clip is. I don't know if I've used it, but I'm going to hit it. Do you feel like a man I think I probably meant to use that earlier.
Yeah.
You had some opportunities for sure.
Yeah.
I ate that pussy like shrimp fried rice.
What else we got left? You guys got anything you want to say?
We have an Instagram, a Twitter, and a Facebook still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Mastodon's gone.
Last thing I seen on the Facebook was that bad comment. Keep those coming. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, I'm very close. Like before, I was going to do it this episode, but I didn't. Like, because before I used to actually care and I wanted to, like, I had a goal of, like, how awesome would it be to, like, do this for, like a living, you know? But it's like, you really can't. Like, unless you're already there or you're a celebrity, you can't just fucking make a podcast and, like, be something.
Yeah.
Because you get canceled for everything. So I was really going to say at the beginning, as a surprise to Toof, that we're just going to be uncensored from now on. Like, I'm not going to delete or bleep anything. Because sometimes, sometimes I do the thing where, like, I'll take a position or an opposing viewpoint that I don't even agree with. I just do it to try to save face sometimes.
Yeah.
When really I do want to be like, yeah, Toof, that is funny when he fucking shot that crossbow at that girl. But, like, I can't, you know? It's so, like, I gotta like, defend it.
Yeah.
I really, my new...
So you're saying you're coming around to Frankie McDonald, then? That no. Was all ruse?
So what you're saying is...
Was that all a ruse, Kevin?
I will say, the closest I've ever been to being a fan of Frankie McDonald was gone a day ago when Spence sent me a fucking post that he did.
I'm on the hate train now, man.
But I do like the Bitcoin thing he does.
Bitcoin!
I do like that.
That's how I found out about him.
But when he does 2 minutes of him throwing invisible pizzas in the air while getting attacked by invisible monkeys and shit, I'm out, dude. I don't need to see that shit. If I wanted to see shit, I would watch Biden at the fucking UN.
I've been
in that chair.
What that would look like.
all Frankie McDonald needs is kind of a fat girlfriend, and could you almost say butt rum reincarnated?
Come on,
Wait, he does that piece of shit. Is that basically like Will Ferrell doing the fucking juggling on The Office? Yeah. Is it pretty much that?
Yeah, it really is, dude.
He showed us what it's like to be a gorilla.
Oh yeah,
yeah, dude. I mean,
we could have just watched that's fucking a good gorillas.
One. I'm just gonna
the
go.
Gorilla's a good one.
Yeah, Frankie McDonald.
We have that opportunity.
All right, dude. I'm looking up Frankie McDonald right now on YouTube. Oh my God. This is his last video.
After.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you gonna share it?
2 days ago, asteroid 1982DB headed towards planet Earth on Saturday, December 11th, 2021. Okay. 4 days ago, the guy dancing, then being chased by a cow. That's a minute 54 seconds.
Is there
of him
a real
dancing?
Cow?
No, dude. It never is. Never is, dude. And then also 4 days ago, he does Bitcoin again.
All right.
Fuck it, dude. Let's hear the audio of it. All right. I'm loading it up right now.
Frankie,
he's great.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
He's amazing.
There's 40 seconds of him doing a helicopter sound.
Okay.
Okay, guys, let's do a helicopter sound.
Dude, that sounds nothing like a fucking helicopter.
Everyone listening, close your eyes.
Oh, I see Kobe. No, that was people.
Oh, Tim.
Oh, Frankie, why'd you do it?
Dude, what if we're at the end of the episode? What if, like, you found out that Frankie was in that helicopter that crashed with Kobe's family, and there was. I don't want to say there was one parachute and Frankie grabbed it and jumped out.
He yells Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. Oh, shit, dude.
Dude, what if he jumped out and he's screaming, there's going to be a huge explosion.
He was the asteroid coming towards Earth. Oh, shit.
We're just making fun of a retarded guy.
Man.
We did that the whole episode.
So
my... This one hasn't murdered anyone yet.
Yeah,
so my future goal for the show is once I'm rich and taken care of and don't have to worry about anything anymore is to delete all of our social media. And then just record whatever the fuck we want for the rest of the time.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So Alrighty. Toof, you got any words of wisdom or anything before we shut her down?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, I have a punchline written. Let's see if I can make a story out of it.
I gotta fucking take a dump.
Oh, yeah.
My friend.
Oh.
It sounds like you could use some words of wisdom.
So good.
I ate that pussy like shrimp fried rice.
Yes. That has to be a regular. Hey, this is what Danny always said.
It has been said that I'm a gentleman, but never a gentleman.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, too, if we got to speed this up, I got to poop so bad, dude.
Okay. Hey, yo. I don't. What does this mean? Hey, yo. I heard your mom, and scratch that. Matter of fact, all the women in Harry Potter were all part of one group, Kitchen Door, instead of Gryffindor.
That's it, dude. Oh, that's awesome, dude. I like that.
Fantastic.
All righty. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be good.
Stay safe.
Laugh at the dark stuff.
Hashtag Wildman.
Hashtag Wildman. Wildman. Hashtag thank you, Mark.
Hashtag thank you, Mark, for sure.
Hashtag boy pussy.
Oh.
Hashtag thanks for sticking around, y'all.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, Tim, I didn't hear you were talking. What's that, man?
I just said there's no way people are still sticking around.
Yeah.
Like, not just sticking around for the episode, but sticking around just in general. You know, the true raw doggers out there.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Dude,
wild.
Maja.